Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, April 13th. It is time to check in with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners.
Thank you, and God's blessings this Monday, second Monday after Easter. I don't know what the appropriate liturgical name is for that.
No, you're right. It's the second Sunday after Easter. And I think there's probably a Latin name or two thrown in there from the older liturgical years, but I don't have that in front of me. And so, but it is all good. And yesterday down here in Florida, in Apopka, Florida, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, where Pastor Don Moore is, we chatted a bit about God is light and what that has to mean and what that means for everybody, especially, as I always say, the good Lord and his wisdom, you know, burst through the darkness of the damp tomb to the light of the day, and for the forgiveness of all of our sins. So, and as the Catechism says, where there is forgiveness of sins, there's salvation and eternal life. So healing begins with forgiveness, certainly from the Christian viewpoint. And so we spent some time obviously talking about all of that. So it was all good.
Well, very good. Very good. What so what's on the table today for our discussion?
Well, when I came down here to Florida at a pastoral conference and some lay people as well, and this dealt with, of course, marriage and the new normal that's going on down here in Florida, because this state just became this year, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, a state that approves same-sex marriages. So we had a bit of a chat about that, and of course, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that was enacted down here in Florida. There's only 14 states that have it, and with everything that's going on in Indiana and with the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender movement that took that thing on in Indiana, we discussed that down here. And the bottom line is, what I have heard from attorneys that I've talked with, and I think I've shared this, I think, before over the radio, is that churches have to really review their constitution bylaws and make it very specific in terms of marriage and remarriage and so forth and baptisms, especially if they're going to be challenged. And constitutional attorneys that I have heard said churches will be challenged on whether or not to allow gay marriages in their church, or, for that matter, you can't discriminate certainly in any church for students in a school. But what will you do with the transgenders who want to use, say, a boy wants to use a girl's bathroom and vice versa? So churches, according to constitutional lawyers, are going to have to be very specific in what they say. And since marriage is a right of the state, I think I've heard many pastors chat a bit about, I think you've had this also on His Time, that they will have to perhaps encourage couples, fine, you go get married at by a justice of the peace, and then you come in and have that marriage blessed by the Lord through the pastor. And it may very well turn out that that's what it's going to be, because these things will be challenged, and especially with schools and how they're viewing these things. So we chatted a bit about that. I have a couple of real quick issues here. The main one, of course, and I'm not sure your listeners, and I don't know if you've heard about this, Andy, but Kansas, through Governor Sam Brownback, a very conservative Christian man, he got his legislature he drafted a bill and to pass it, and it deals with to eliminate the controversial abortion procedure called dilation and evacuation. The bill basically gives the procedure the name dismemberment, and it is banned except that is abortions banned except when in case, of course, to save the life of the mother or to prevent irreversible damage to her physical health. And two abortion pro-abortion clinics in Kansas in Kansas City, Kansas, of course, say this is interfering with, quote-unquote, the Roe v. Wade law. So they're going to be challenging this in the courts. But I thought this was, I don't know if you've heard about this, but this is quite a stunning move by the governor of Kansas. the Republican governor who signed into law this bill that bans controversial dilation, evacuation, abortion procedure. So have you heard of that yet, Danny, or
no,
any
listeners? There was another one that I haven't read much on yet. I haven't had a chance to read much on it about the, I believe it was using poison in the baby's heart.
I
just briefly saw a story on it. I haven't had a chance to read about it yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, potassium chloride, unfortunately, for many of these abortion procedures, is injected, and I'm not trying to get gross here, is injected into the cardiac sac, and this causes death. And if this is what they're talking about, that could be another one of these issues. But, of course, these pro-abortion people, that is Planned Parenthood, which is also an interesting name, don't you think? They believe this is vulnerable as it bans some abortions before the child in the womb, or they're using the term fetus, can survive outside of the womb, and it doesn't contain any exceptions for mental health. For example, a person who says, this is just unbelievable, doesn't make sense. Well, I'm not mentally well, so I don't want to take care of this child. I mean, this is just fraught with, you know, false logics, but that's the way it is. Women can have an abortion for any reason whatsoever, because health was defined by Doe v. Bolton, which came out the same day, just a couple hours before Roe v. Wade, that said health is defined by the parent, by the patient and the doctor. So it could be a shin splint or something like that, and that you can have this abortion. So I thought that this was something that your listeners should be tuned into, and I know that at least on our campus in Fort Wayne, with the all of the pro-life people that we have and what you talk about, that this, again, is going to surface, I believe, with the upcoming political elections next year. So this is one of the areas that I wanted to bring to the forefront, because the Lord is quite clear, you will not murder. You know, we're to help, befriend, and support a neighbor in every bodily need. So, and since we're neighbor to this child in the womb, I would encourage our listeners to get into their computers or whatever and check this out in Kansas, this new law drafted by Governor Brownback himself that prevents this procedure called dilation and evacuation.
These are all certainly important topics to be on top of. It just seems like these things are coming up so frequently that it's pretty difficult to stay on top of all of them.
Well, it is, but obviously, you know, your program and other programs on KFUO, with, of course, the what's coming up on April 23rd that I heard Joni talk about, is important. This keeps people tuned in to what's going on, and certainly in the left-hand kingdom, as Christians, and how we are to respond and how we are to get back to the basics of the scriptures, search the scriptures, and then be able to defend what we believe, teach, and confess with people who believe it's okay to take the life of the unborn child, simply for these kinds of reasons, like, you know, I don't feel good, I'm not mentally well, and so forth and so on. And there's other more strange reasons, but there are no reasons or there are no excuses for taking the life of the child in the womb. There certainly are some medical issues that come in to save the life of the mother. We certainly in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod believe that. Sometimes there are conflicts, and medicine has to deal with it, but always to save the life of the child and the mother. And so, but we needed to be aware of these issues, and certainly that's what his time is doing. It's bringing them to the forefront so people get back into the Bible and learn about these.
Well, that certainly is one of our aims here, is to keep the listener informed. Most certainly, our primary source for keeping everyone informed is God's Word, and that's what you do a fine job of always bringing us back to.
And that's what we have to keep doing. Back to the basics, Andy. Back to the basics. That's what we do.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for heading to Florida to be a speaker at the conference and to be engaged in conversations. With just a minute left,
sure.
a minute or so, for the young people who are, you know, entering their studies, their studies as a college student or as a graduate student, who might find it difficult to consider how they reconcile their interaction in the world and the things that they're studying on campus, what's your encouragement to them so that they can be engaged in conversations and faithful to their confession, much like we need more people like you out in the field, and we need to raise up more people like this?
Well, that's precisely the point, is to be informed and don't be afraid to engage the friends around you. But the main thing is be a good listener, find out where people are coming from, and then do what St. Paul did at Mars Hill. You witness Jesus Christ as the author and perfecter of faith. You plant the seed and you water. Don't try and persuade and don't try and grind your axe. Be a good listener and then share the word of God with them.
Well, that is great advice, and I hope that there are some key young people among our ranks that continue to study, and that we have several people that stay involved in those conversations, so that we don't leave the public square and shrink back, but continue to engage in conversation on these important topics, especially life issues like this. This is so important.
We're all over the place, and it's a good thing to bring out is. Just be steadfast and immovable.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Dr. Weiss. Safe travels on your trip back. I know you've got a long trip ahead of you, so God's blessings and Godspeed.
And to you, too, and your listeners. Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll talk soon. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Newman, Mark Newman, from Zion Lutheran Church in Colby, Wisconsin. We'll get into Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Hope you can join us for that and more. All right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.